Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. This episode, we're going to talk about the Astros and the Orioles series, which was a pretty good one, and it could have been really, really bad. And then we're going to do some fair or foul, give you our players of the series, the coveted Coach Rose Award as well. But first, let's bring them in. Tom, what's up, buddy?
Good afternoon, Rob. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. What a series. This Baltimore Royals team is going to be good one day. They really are. I mean, if you don't see similarities to the way the Astros come up, you're just not doing your homework, because they're a good, scrappy young team, and this is a really good series.
The thing to point out about this series, and Todd Callis just pointed it out while we're watching the end of the game, is that we were so close to being swept, and we end up splitting the series, which is kind of like, whew, right? I mean, easily. We could have got swept easily.
I mean, I saw a lot of Astros Twitter, you know, a lot of gloom and doom, you know. Some people just have to understand that it's 162 games. It's so long. You're going to run into teams that are just a little bit hungrier than you. The Astros are I think they're really struggling to find motivation to play. You know, some of these guys coming down, they're kind of looking past a lot of this stuff, right? Looking towards October, knowing that's the gauntlet left to come. And Baltimore is fighting for their playoff lives. So they came in with excellent pitching, scrappy defense, timely hitting, and you just saw it. You know, the Astros didn't play terrible. I mean, there was some base running stuff. We'll get into it. But you can just tell there was a team that was desperate and a team that, in my mind, kind of wasn't.
Yeah. If this was a Baltimore Orioles podcast, my player of the series would be Roughneck Odor, who I cannot stand at all. But here's some cool things. I don't have any news, but I wanted to share this in case you guys didn't see it. But I saw this and I found it very interesting. The most RBIs by a lefty off of a lefty pitcher in Major League Baseball is Kyle Tucker with 43. And he also has the most RBIs with bases loaded. And he also had RBI number 100 in the series. How awesome has Kyle Tucker been?
He's adding zeros to that paycheck. He's definitely a talent. I really hope they get him squared away, because we need him in this lineup long term. Him and Yordan could lead the next era of Astros baseball from the left-handed side, and he's just doing Kyle Tucker things.
The Astros also get win number 100, and they are ahead of the pace still of the 2019 team. And then Framber Valdez, his streak ends. Quality starts. I think he tied the. Did he tie the record last time, or did he break it?
So he broke the single season record.
Single season
record was 24. The all time record was 26. That was two seasons, and he came up just a little short.
He came up a lot short, and just in the game though. But a great season by Framber so far. I'm okay with that. But last episode, we talked about something neither one of us knew, but we both thought the same thing, but we were unsure. But the postseason stats do not count for your career stats. We both thought that was true, and now we can both vindicate ourselves that it's correct. All right, so let's go to the game. Go to game one. We got JV. We got 99 wins. I don't know what my record was guaranteeing victories. I think it was 2-0, and it's now 2-1, guaranteed We're going to win game number 100. Bottom of the second, Odor, a two-run single. The Orioles go up 2-0, and that, my friend, is the final score. JV, 6 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs, 0 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Takes the loss, and he's 17-4. That's still an amazing record. ERA at 1.82. Offensively, Pena 1-for-4. Dubon 1-for-3. The Astros, 0 runs on 2 hits. What do you think it was? Was a pitcher just on fire that day? Lack of motivation, as you spoke of earlier. What do you think?
Well, I think a combination of a lot of things. That kid Bradish, the pitch for them that day, he pitched amazing against the Astros in Houston, I believe a month earlier. So he faced him for something like 18 innings or 17 and I think a third innings and only gave up like 4 hits. So amazing stuff by this kid. He's got a really bright future, has a great pitch mix, had the guys off balance all night long. You know, the Dubon hit that broke up the perfect game really wasn't, you know, hard hit. And then Pena knocks him out of the game late in the game. You know, kind of a, I think he could have finished it, but it was, they were playing on the safe side. Again, they need every possible win to try to walk down the Mariners for the last playoff spot. But amazing start by him. I've seen some, you know, I've seen some of the guys take some ugly swings. There was a lot of them in that game.
Friday, Urquidy started. And this did not go well for us either. Baltimore had a home run in the fourth. They scored like 4 runs in the seventh or 5 runs in the seventh. I don't know. Anyway, it was 6-0. We lose. Urquidy, 5 1/3 innings, 3 hits and 1 run. Decent. He takes the loss 13-8. So the starting pitchers did good. We just couldn't score. Altuve went 2-for-4. Alvarez went 1-for-4. And Chaz 1-for-3. So what happened on my notes is I carried it over to the other side and said they're going straight down. So it was. It was 1-0, and they scored 5 runs in the seventh inning. So it was a close game going to the seventh. But 2 games, the Astros going for win number 100, and they get shut out the first 2 games of the series. Do you think the weight of winning game 100 was weighing on them or – at all? I don't think it would. Didn't they like have a getaway game and they played at night and they had to travel? I can't remember what happened.
No. I think it's just a combination of they were up against, you know, the end of the season. And then these two kids that pitched well against them in Houston followed it up and pitched well against them in Baltimore. They struggle with both of those guys. I can't remember the other guy's name, but I want to say it was start with a K.
I never write the other guy's stats down. I could start doing that if you want me to.
I mean, you don't have
but
to.
But we did. We played Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 7 o'clock. They were all 3 late games in mm-hmm. Tampa Bay. So they had to travel from Tampa to Baltimore overnight.
But that kid pitched well against them in Houston, followed up pitched well against them in Baltimore. Another, you know, good young arm with a lot of different pitches that had a lot of different movement. And again, just off balance, had guys taking funky swings, had guys swinging early. Pitch count was really low, really economical. So occasionally I think you run into stuff, you know, guys that just, you know, you see them once every blue moon, they got your number.
It happens a lot to the Astros. They'll have JV against some guy with a 4.9 ERA and the guy will look like Cy Young.
It's weird, but you know what? It normally only happens once every blue moon and it's not like a weekly occurrence.
Yeah.
You know, again, all these pitchers are still really good. The starting pitching for our end was still really good. It's just, you got to be able to score runs.
Yeah. Even a guy with a 4.68 ERA, this guy's a good pitcher. No matter what, they're a professional pitcher in the major leagues. They're not going to give up 4 runs every game. They're going to have a good game. Everyone's going to have things going their way. It's going to happen. But what's funny about my notes, 4-game series, the first 2 games barely take up half of the first page. No action. But Saturday and today was a lot of action. Man, I don't even know if I want to go over this, but let's try it. Framber's out there, top of the third, Altuve with a 2-run homer, which was beautiful. We're up 2-0. But the bottom of the fourth, Odor, a two-run double, a ground out, 3-2, two-run homer. We're up 2-0, and they take a 5-2 lead, 5 runs in the fourth inning. But Pena comes back with a two-run double to make it 5-4. He brought in Chaz and Maldonado. Alvarez, RBI single, brought in Altuve. We're tied. Abreg, sack fly, brings in Pena. We're up 6-5, but bottom half of that inning, Baltimore has a solo home run to tie it up. Then they get an RBI single in the sixth to take the lead. Yuli with an RBI double. We're tied at 7-7. Bottom of the eighth, Baltimore with a two-run homer off on Montero. Not looking good there. Top of the ninth, Vasquez scores on an Alex Bregman ground out. It's 9-8. And then Tucker comes up, and there's two outs, and Tucker's comes up. The Astros down 9-8. Gets an RBI double, brings in Altuve. This is one of the points where I'm saying we could have got swept. If he wouldn't have got that hit, there was two outs. It tied it up. Yuli had a two-run single. We go up 11-9. Presley gives up a run in the ninth, a solo homer, but that's it. And we win 11-10. What a barn burner. I'm out of breath. I need some drinks. You go ahead and talk about it.
Well, I mean, I gotta start with Framber. Some of that early action wasn't entirely his fault. Pena had an error, a critical error that would have been a double play, boots the ball, and that like what snowballed into that big inning that eventually, you know, kind of started to seal his fate. He'd only give up 2 earned runs, so the streak was still intact up until the sixth inning when he just got nicked up a little bit more, and then eventually he'd give up the 4 runs where he wasn't able to get the quality start. Credit to the guys, though, for battling. It was one of those games where every time you thought, okay, they got on top, Baltimore came right back. And it was like the next half inning, right back at them. So it was like they could have just shut it down. They could have been like, you know what? We're on the road. We've been playing, you know, this is our fifth night in a row.
They've got a huge lead, too.
Yeah.
In the standings, the American League West, the number one seed. I mean, they're cruise control. I mean, but one thing about this game, not to cut you off again, sorry, but they had 2 hits in game one, 4 hits in game two, and no runs. And Saturday, 11 runs on 12 hits. And the Orioles had 17 hits.
There was a stat that TK put out there in the middle of the game saying that the Astros had scored more runs in that one game than they did in the – and I think it was only at the 7-run mark. It wasn't even towards the end, where they had scored more runs in that game than they did the first 5 games combined.
Against the Orioles?
Against the Orioles, yeah, in their series.
The Orioles are, I think before this, they had already won 3 out of 4. Mm-hmm. They're dominating us. I think they're 3 games out of the playoffs, so I don't know if they're going to make it, but they're close. But I wouldn't want to play them.
Well, and I think that was why it was kind of important for the Astros to kind of bow up a little bit and take a couple games for them, because Seattle's having a hard time with the Kansas City Royals. They're in a dogfight with them. So it's one of those deals where they need the Orioles don't have another day off. So they're playing to the finish line. So they need all the wins they can stack up. And every loss that Seattle has just kind of helps them out. So I would rather see Seattle than Baltimore too.
Yeah. Hunter Brown came in relief and gave up 3 hits. But he escaped without a run, so he is still, I guess, not giving up any runs out of the pen yet, which is good. Alvarez 2-for-3 with an RBI. Tucker 2-for-5 and an RBI. Yuli 2-for-5 with 3 RBIs. And Altuve 1-for-3, 2 RBIs, and he scored 3 runs. So let's get to today, Sunday. Christian Javier, top of the third, Dubon with a sack fly. He's been playing pretty well. Vasquez scored. We're up 1-0. And then no scoring till the bottom of the eighth when Stanek comes in. So not only did Framber lose his streak, and I don't know exactly how long Stanek's scoreless inning streak, but it was in the teens, perhaps. He gives up a run to Odor. RBI single, 1-1. And then we go up into the top of the 10th. Yuli scored on a wild pitch. That made it 2-1. Bottom of the 10th, Odor. RBI single makes it 2-2. But I kind of thought we were going to lose right here. But Neris got out of the jam. It was very, very good to get us out of that jam. And then top of the 11th, the Astros went off, buddy. Alvarez sack fly with the bases loaded, 3-2. Tucker walks with the bases loaded, 4-2. And then Vasquez, a two-run single, 6-2. Bottom of the 11th, Orioles had an RBI single, made it 6-3. And then Montero with a beautiful play to start that double play. And then struck out the next batter, and Astros win 6-3. Great job by Montero. Great job by Vasquez. Overall, a good job of the Astros to not lose the game today. They pulled it out. It was an extremely exciting game. Glad to get this win and happy to get this split with the Orioles.
Yeah, I mean, a split is when going into the series, you probably don't think a split is what you're after. But from the way they started to be able to leave out of Baltimore, you know, chopping that series up, it's really a testament to them because, like we've said, like TK said, it had sweep written all over it and they were desperate for these wins. And it would potentially set up as a team you could face in the second round of the postseason. You know, a team like Baltimore, one of them young, scrappy teams, they're just young enough to not realize the gravity of what's going on. And once you get the snowball rolling, you know, postseason is notorious for the hot team, whatever that hot team is, just cutting through other teams that are, you know, probably better on paper, but their momentum just carries them through. And I don't think Baltimore is going anywhere. They're going to have a ton of money to spend in the offseason. They're going to be a good team for the next few years with all that young talent. So good for the Astros to get them out of the way now. So that, you know,
remember when you said Mancini was their Altuve and they still win without him? Mm-hmm. He was their marquee player. But overall, good. I think the thing about the Orioles as well is you look at them. Oh, okay, they're the Orioles. And but I think they started out really, really bad. But if you take away the first month or however when they were struggling, they probably had one of the best records in baseball. Mm-hmm. It's a good team. All right. Do you have anything to add before we go to the players of the series?
The one thing that I think was very important, Jeremy Peña got nicked up last game and drove his face into home plate, basically. So we didn't know what kind of a lingering thing that was. For him to come into the game today and play some defense and pinch run was huge. That means that whatever that facial abrasion or whatever they called it,
yeah,
it's not nearly as serious. Because I think right now the biggest thing for the Astros is just health. Like,
that's it.
You know who they are. You know what they're capable of. They know what they're capable of. They just got to get there healthy.
I'm more worried about them being healthy than breaking the 2019 record. I did some kind of poll. Who's your favorite team? It wasn't really a poll, but I asked who your favorite team was. I mean, who your favorite player on the Astros' current roster was. And I think Altuve won.
He's my favorite player.
All right. Players of the series. Who is your pitcher?
So this was tough. I mean, there was a lot of good pitching. But I really like what Christian Javier did today. I feel like of all three of the nominees, I would think he had just a great start. I think he would have went further had the rain delay not came and screwed him all up. So we could have been talking about a really special start from him today if Mother Nature didn't get in the way. So Christian Javier for me.
You know what I failed to mention is when Montero was kind of struggling there before the double play, they were warming up Luis Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of excited to see him come out of the pen, see what would have happened. But I agree with you, buddy. Christian Javier. My player of the series, pitcher of the series. All right, who is your position player of the series?
So this is really tough. One, because I don't want to be judged on it, because I feel like I've got a guy now that I lean on.
Do you mean to tell you mine first?
Sure, go ahead.
Kyle Tucker.
See, I wanted so bad to be Kyle Tucker. Kyle Tucker has been so good. But I
wanted to give it to Yuli.
See, Yuli's been playing great. I think Yuli could have earned it too. Yuli was instrumental in winning the game yesterday. where I think Kyle Tucker just kind of sealed the deal on both of them, right?
I think him tying it up at 9-9 in the top of the ninth kind of, you know, the pressure of getting the 100th RBI and then getting a couple more, that's why I give it to Tucker. Who did you pick?
Jordan Alvarez. Mm. Running through the stop sign, tie that one game up, and then tying the game up again today, like, it's just big time.
Jordan Alvarez. All right, who is your Coach Rose winner?
So this one was tough, too, because I think there was a lot of deserving people also. I thought about going with a reliever, but I think we're
going to go 5 out of 6.
Christian Vasquez.
Christian Vasquez for me, too.
Yeah.
If you would have picked Tucker, we could have got it.
Sorry. You put me on a spot. I would have picked Tucker, but the last time I think you gave me a hard time about picking Tucker.
That's my job.
You always pick him.
That's my job. Yeah, so I mean, like Altuve, you could have picked him. He could have, I mean, I wouldn't have argued if you picked Altuve, if you'd picked Julie, if you would have picked Tucker and Alvarez. They're all good picks. But we got very close to 5 out of 6 is good, buddy. That means we're we're thinking alike.
We're jiving.
So are you old enough to remember the Rolaids Fireman Award?
Fireman Award.
It was given out on that This Week in Baseball. Mm. They would give the award to the, because I guess Rolaids puts out heartburn.
Mm-hmm.
And they would give it to the Rolaids reliever. I don't know if it was of the week or the month. You remember?
I remember the Rolaids reliever. I don't remember the fireman.
I think it was called the fireman. But here's what I was thinking for next season. We can change the Coach Rose to the fireman. Then we can have a starter, position player, and a bullpen guy.
I like that. Putting out old flames.
All right. Let's go to fair or foul. You ready for that?
Let's do it.
We got 5 new ones, and we'll do that right after this. All right, we are back. Number one. This is something that I, you know, upon thinking about it when it first came out, I was like, no, that just doesn't sound right. But anyway, number one, chicken and waffles, fair or foul?
So fair. I've had it at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles in L.A.
Wow.
And I do agree, because I've talked to some people, talked to some connoisseurs. I do agree that the actual piece of chicken, as opposed to like the strip.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah. I think it
matters. So Roscoe's is real chicken with the bone.
Yes.
I've never had that.
Next time you're in L.A. for whatever reason, do it.
So I had chicken and waffles at Twin Peaks. I wanted to get it and I didn't. I wanted to get it again and I didn't, because I'm like, I'm drinking beer. I don't want to eat waffles when I'm drinking beer. But I tried it and it was really good. It's a good combo. And then I had chicken and waffles in New York at some Nashville bar, and I got Nashville hot chicken and it was too hot to eat. I should have got regular, but it was good. But it was just super hot. But I say fair. For some reason, it's a really good combo. I mean, I heard of chicken and waffles since the 80s. And it took me to like 2021 to try it. So a couple of fairs on that. Number two, Albert Pujols. What a night. I got the alert. Number 699. Then like 24 minutes. I don't know. It was like 24 minutes later. It's number 700. Fair or foul, you would have kept Pujols' 700 home run ball and cashed in.
That's so tough. I mean, I see both sides of it. Like, as a true fan of the game, I think the right thing to do is to give it to the player. You know?
It is the right thing, but that thing could be worth millions.
And that's the problem.
It's a life changer.
That's the problem. You can't, like you can't not think about that. So I think it's a foul. I think you have to capitalize on that ball, because it's
no,
like,
fair, you would have kept it.
Oh yeah, fair, I would have kept it. Because I feel like you have to capitalize on that. Like, it's the golden ticket Willy Wonka. Like, you need to use that. You know what I mean?
If you give it to them, they're going to give you a signed jersey and a bat. They're going to give you a lot of stuff. But you're not going to – you can retire catching a 700th home run baseball. I would keep it. I mean, I would want to give it to him as a baseball guy. Or maybe you could find someone that would buy it and give it to him. But someone said maybe the Major League Baseball would buy it. I don't know. But as much as I want to say that I wouldn't keep it, millions of dollars. Hopefully somebody would say, don't give it back. It's millions of dollars.
So the 60th Aaron Judge homer, the guy gave it back to Aaron Judge, and they tore him up because it was probably worth at least $100K minimum. And he got like season tickets and a signed bat and a signed jersey, signed ball.
I don't want season tickets for the rest of my life.
It'd probably be that would probably make it
awesome. I want a brand new house, a brand new truck, season tickets for life, or I'm keeping it. I don't know if it's worth $100,000. I don't know.
700 is a different animal though.
Oh yeah. We're both agreeing on the first two. We both would keep it. I mean, we'd both keep it. Fair foul, you would keep it. That's fair. Okay. Number three. Right now is season 5 of Cobra Kai. Have you been watching Cobra Kai at all?
All caught up. Watched it over the weekend with my kid.
Well, all right. So I know your answer. So anyway, I mean, at the beginning, I was like, this is really awesome. Second season, this is cool. Third season, it's like, come on. Come on. Fourth season, okay, I can't do it anymore. I watched it. But the fifth season came up. So let's do this. Fair or foul, you will watch season 5 of Cobra Kai. You're fair. I'm foul. I have no interest in watching it.
I guess it's just all about what you value. You know what I mean?
If my son wanted to watch it, I would watch it.
And that's a lot of the reason why I watch it.
Yeah.
Now, I probably get to it on my own. But that's something me and him kind of share. You know, we got into it together. And then I put him on the Karate Kid movies after the fact. You know what I mean? Because he had no idea. So we watched those. So for me, it's going to be fair as long as he wants to watch it.
Yeah. It reminds me of the Fast and Furious. It's like they do everything, but they're in their car. Oh, I got to stop the bank robber. We'll get in the car. Fast and Furious is so lame.
That's their skill, man.
It's the first one was cool, but it just kept getting lamer and lamer.
I don't know. I'd rather watch those than reality TV. I think that's the stuff that I got no part of that.
Whoa.
I got nothing to do with reality. I think that's so staged and so fake. And
I love reality shows.
That's where we differ.
Married at First Sight.
You'll never catch me on that one.
I don't know if you saw this today. But Robbie Ray and Luke Weaver, I don't know what games it was, but I think it was Seattle. But they did the national anthem standoff. Did you see that?
I saw it, but I don't understand. I saw it like at the end of it. I didn't
catch it. So everybody lines up for the, I was going to say Statue of Liberty, for the national anthem. And then it's over and everybody goes back to the dugout, but they both stayed up there. The pitcher's warming up. Everybody's getting ready. The umpires. Ready to go, and they won't go sit down. They're trying to be the last person to stay there on the line with the I say it's fair. I think it's funny.
Well, I think it's foul. They both got ejected.
Did they really?
Yeah.
No. The guy won. They got ejected afterwards?
Yeah.
They're starting pitchers.
But I heard they got ejected for that.
Oh. Maybe that's why the starting pitchers are the only ones that do it, because they're not there in the game.
Exactly.
But what do you think? You think it's cool? You think it's funny? I think it's fair. It's entertaining.
I guess. I mean, I don't know that I would, if it got to the point, like, they're trying to speed up the game of baseball. These guys staring at each other before, you know, kind of dumb.
I've seen it before, but I can't remember who did it. But I've seen it before, and I kind of think it's funny. But, all right, number 5. I was going to say something. I changed number 5. Let's just put it that way. Okay. I'll give you the choice.
What's behind door number one?
Do you want the risque number 5 or the safe number 5? I already know you're going to say risky.
Hold on. What's going to get you in trouble with your wife? Because
No. Neither one of them will.
Okay.
It's just political. Very political. And we could rub some people wrong.
You know what? I've never been afraid. So we can do the risque one.
Oh, okay. Let's do both. We haven't hit the warning yet.
Let's do it.
All right, number 5. Let's do the mild one first. Do you know the glasses? And I didn't wear my glasses on purpose for this. But the ones that turn into sunglasses, I think they're called transition lens. What do you think about those? Fair or foul?
I mean, if I wore glasses, I think it'd be fair. Luckily, I've got great vision. I've been just blessed with great vision. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know how great I guess I would hate to have to change from regular glasses to like sunglasses, in and out, in and out. So I think they're fair.
I think in theory, they're cool. Like I'm driving and the sun hits it and they turn into sunglasses. Sweet. But I don't think they're cool. I know a couple people that wear them and they just look, they look dorky.
Oh, you mean like looks? I thought you meant like your vision is impacted by them.
Oh no. Like if you would want to wear them, there's the warning. All right. If you would wear them.
Yeah, I'd probably wear them. I mean, unless they, like you said,
they're very practical, but I know someone that has them and they come inside and it takes a while for them to, so I have progressive lenses. You talked about your eyesight being good. So I have one, I have the top that sees far, the middle's for the computer, even though you're blurry, but I can, and then the, I can't see close up and that's why, and I can look down. So that's what I wear because I'm old. He said what I did is I needed glasses. So I was, you know, training one eye to see up close and I ended up ruining it. And he goes, you can see far. I don't know if this has ever happened to anybody, but one of my eyes, if I cover it up, it's blurry up close, but I can see far away and it's the opposite on the other.
Wow.
Said I did it to myself because I didn't wear glasses.
Never heard of that. That's crazy.
Now I wear, I don't wear them all the time. Like I don't wear them to wear. I mean, if I put them on to watch TV, it's so much clearer and vivid, but I just don't. It's just, I don't want to wear glasses all day.
You're in 4K because you decide to be in 4K.
I wear them when I drive. I wear them all day at work. The same thing, the progressive lenses. But all right, here we go. Oh my goodness. All right. It's hard for me to even say this, but all right. Number six. Letting your young children attend a drag show.
Ooh.
They're doing that now everywhere.
Yeah. So
look at this. Look at these drag queens doing like strip teases and they're little kids. It's foul. It's so foul.
Yeah. I know people that do that with
kids. It's one thing to accept people for who they are, but you can't push it on everybody.
Yeah.
I'm okay. My daughter loves drag queens. She thinks it's amazing and entertaining, but not little kids. Come on.
I try not to tell anybody how to do their thing.
Well, you have little kids. Well, you want them going to a drag show?
Well, no, but I'm not going to one either. Exactly.
No, but what would you do if you found out that they had one at school?
They better like give me like the option.
No, and you don't even know. And they go,
that'd be bad. Yeah, I'd be upset with that. That's foul.
So no, I wonder if they let the parents know we're going to have a drag show today.
Do they do it at school? Is this a school thing? Or like,
I don't know. I just saw a video and there was some, it was like a big one and they like went down on the ground and opened their legs. And I was like, what? These are little kids. And the little kid was standing there like with ones. Like, oh, what? No. Like, what are you doing? They're children. They shouldn't be doing this. Wow. I know I'm old and whatever. I don't care, but anyway, that's it. Quality game streak over. Stanek's scoreless streak over. Hunter Brown still hasn't allowed any runs. We got our 101 win now. And do you have any final thoughts?
Well, I'm glad the Astros are getting a day off. I think that's very important that, you know, all the rest. I love that Dusty's given guys rest. I hope the fans understand that that's probably the right thing to do right now is to slowly, you know, kind of like get through these last 2 weeks, whether it's Altuve with a day off or Yordan or Tuck or whatever, and realize that if they lose a game, it's because they're not at full strength. You know, there's a big bat missing in the middle. So I really hope that health. And shout out to my buddy Mike for putting me on Chicken and Waffles, because everybody should go try Chicken and Waffles because they're great.
Especially if you
have like the real chicken. I'm not telling everybody to go to Roscoe's because that's far. But if you're going to do it yourself, or if you go to places, try to get the real, you know, leg and a thigh with your waffles.
I'm a dark meat guy. How about you?
This doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
White meat's too dry for me. But what I needed to point out also is campcampeachy.com. You can get Astros swag. I have my Astros baseball trucker hat, and I should have brought it over here so I could show it off.
I was wondering. I was like, is it on order? No, it's here.
I have it here. But you can get our logo with different color shirts. He's got them in like three or four different like styles. It's pretty good. And also, I have four tickets I'm trying to give away to Tuesday's game versus Arizona just to get I wish we had 500, but 100 subscribers. And we still need like 43 more or something like that. But we're getting there. I don't think we're going to get there by Tuesday. So if you want tickets to the game on, I have four. So if you need two, I'll split them up. If you need tickets for Tuesday's game, let me know. AstrosBaseballPodcast@gmail.com and say, I live in Houston. I want two or four tickets. And more than likely, I'll just give them to you because we're not ever going to get to 100 this before Tuesday, buddy.
But we would like it if you would subscribe in order to get these tickets.
We would.
If you have not subscribed,
we would really like it.
Yes. Because I think that's one of the things that we're really working on to try to get this YouTube off and running, is to get that 100 so we can start modifying it and you can find us.
Yeah, you can't find us, folks. If you're listening, go to YouTube and find us. Subscribe. It doesn't matter if you watch it, but we can't grow until we change our name. We need 100. Thank you. All right, for Tom, that's it for today. And we'll see you next time on Astros Baseball.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.